this is Emma.
Hi, this is Becca.
And this is Joe. Welcoming to your cheap date for Saturday, July 14th, 2007. A special edition. I hear crickets chirping. Does that mean that no one's laughing at our jokes?
Where are we?
Where are we, Emma?
We are outside in our backyard and we're camping, and this is a special edition.
That's right. It's a special edition of Cheap Date, and our co-host, our normal lovely co-host, well, I don't know if normal is the right word.
Dang, she's waving a fork at me.
Our lovely co-host Lisa is building a campfire. Actually, she's building a fire in our fire pit. And we do have the tent set up in the backyard, and it's a lovely July evening, and we are having a little
camp out.
We're having a camp out, and we're doing a live remote from the backyard, which is like 10 feet from where we normally do the show. So Lisa's got the fire blazing, and hello to the fans from Lisa. So anyway, so the kids are hanging out with us all this week. I mean, they normally hang out with us, but we had full time 24/7. Emma's had her she had a couple swim meets over the past couple weeks, and she's been practicing every morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting up bright and early every day to take you to,
yeah, like 7:15 in the morning, and it goes to like 8 to 9, and it's really intense.
That's right. And then Beck, what have you been up to on this vacation so far?
Well, I had 3 weeks of basketball camp, which started at 7, and it went till 10. It was pretty intense.
Uh-huh.
Rode my bike there and back, so I was sore, really sore. And then
you were pretty sore about getting up that early, too, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, that was hard. And then just been, you know, chilling out, sleeping in. Saw the Harry Potter premiere
at midnight. That's
right.
That was your first midnight movie experience, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
That was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. It was good movie.
You liked the movie?
Uh-huh.
But you were up, yeah. So you and your friend Jessica went.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked you up at what time?
11. And then we got there. Well, actually, her friend texted her, and she's like, oh, my God, you got to get here. It's, like, totally full. We're like, what? The movie doesn't start for an hour. It was crazy. But then we got seats, but it was hard. It was totally packed.
You already bought your tickets ahead of time, though, right?
Yeah, but it seemed like most people did, so.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you got to see that, and then I got the, I had take you home duty, didn't I?
Yes.
So my cell phone rang at, like, what, 2:30 or so?
Oh, yeah.
I actually thought it was going to be later. I thought it was going to be, like, closer to 3 or so that you were going to call me.
You got lucky.
So then, yeah, so I picked you up, and you guys were totally wired. That was an awesome movie.
Let's do it again.
So it was pretty cool. And you liked the movie, and then what time did you get up the next day?
Oh, you know, rolled out of bed at about 12:30. It was worth it.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, ready for lunch?
You just woke up. So that's cool. Now, we've had fun on this vacation. We've done a bunch of things. We went to Frontier Days, right?
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Had fun with that?
Oh, yeah. We went on this one ride that was called the...
The Matterhorn?
Yeah, the Matterhorn. It's where you sit in a seat. Like, there's 2 seats per car. It looks like a car, but it's like a little racer.
It's like a little train.
Yeah. And then you go as fast as you can. Like there's a buzz, obviously, and you sit down, and then you start going slow as you start it, and then it starts going fast. And then the most troublous part is that the people, for the fast version going around, they do it to you backwards. And
that's right.
And that's pretty intense.
That's the best part.
I know, but it is going so fast.
And they got loud rock music playing, right?
Yeah, and for torture, they had sirens of an ambulance going and burning your ears for like 3 seconds, and then it stops and then goes on and off.
That was pretty
really
cool.
Annoying.
What ride did you go on?
Went on the Matterhorn, went on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh, God. You know what? My Tilt-A-Whirl days are way behind me.
I'm so old. I then went on the Ferris wheel, got stuck up there for like 10 minutes. Scariest moment
of
my
life. Now, that was the cool part about the Ferris wheel is that you got up, you go over. Frontier Days is a village festival that they have here in Arlington Heights, and they have bands playing and whatnot. And the Ferris wheel, we could actually see the Sears Tower once we were up on the top.
Awesome.
You went up with one of your friends, but when Lisa and I went up, we could see the Sears Tower from way up, which is a good 20, 25 miles away from here, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. We also saw on the 4th of July, which was also Lisa's birthday, Lisa turned 23 again. We saw American English, which is an awesome Beatles tribute band. And the day that we were there with you guys, we saw Kansas. I mean, we didn't hang out to see them perform, but they were hard to miss.
Definitely.
When you heard.
And Joe won me... Oh, a little stuffed duck, which I named Dustin.
As in, dust in the wind.
Only he's dust in the duck.
Ha,
clever.
Okay, enough of that.
Sure.
So anyway, so that was a really good time. And awesome food. All the restaurants from the Arlington area were there. Some places we've reviewed already, some places we haven't, but it was really, really good. The food was great, and always a place for cotton candy funnel cakes, right?
Oh, God, funnel cakes.
And the great part about funnel cakes, if you've ever had one, they're just like fried dough, basically, with powdered sugar on it. Every time we had one, Lisa was wearing a black T-shirt.
And that's always bad luck, because she'll get powdered. I mean, covered, loaded with sugar.
So we did that. Now, since you guys are here, we should really do an actual real live cheap date as well. Talk about a place where we ate. So what's a place that we ate, that place we ate this week that you want to talk about?
We ate at Big Sammy's. It's an original Chicago. It's an original Chicago restaurant. It's just, you know, your typical Chicago thing. You have your cheeseburger, hamburgers, Italian sausage, just mainly those stuff.
A great hot dog stand.
Yeah,
kind of
it's.
What's your favorite thing to get there?
My best thing to get there is a hot dog. They have really good hot dogs.
Just one we went to. Now, we used to go there when you guys were really little, and Emma, you've always been a big fan of the hot dog.
Yeah.
What do you like on your hot dog?
I just like it with ketchup on it. I don't like any like peppers, mustard.
I know,
onions.
But the fact that you like ketchup on it means a lot of people in Chicago will get mad at you, because people in Chicago don't think you should have ketchup on your hot dogs.
What up with that?
Remember, we went to Superdog actually too as part of our other tradition.
Yeah.
And you guys already did the review of Superdog last year, but in fact, when Emma ordered a hot dog with ketchup there, the lady said, "I'll bring a hot dog plain and you can put ketchup on it."
I guess that's one of the reasons why they went and let like ketchup on top of a hot dog.
That's right. You don't put ketchup on hot dogs in Chicago. Anyway, Rebecca, what's your favorite thing to get there? Or tell us about when Rebecca was just a little tot.
Tot. I wouldn't call it tot. But
what did you used to get?
Oh, you know, carbs. I got your average
carbs and fat.
Pizza puff with mozzarella sticks and medium Dr. Pepper.
And can you explain for people? Pizza puff seemed to be a uniquely Chicago thing. Can you explain to people what a pizza puff is?
Well, it's like fried dough with mozzarella cheese, meat sauce, it's just like pizza. The pizza fixins in, it's all deep fried in this.
Like in a deep fried pocket.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
So you always used to follow that up with a side of mozzarella sticks, which are fried.
Yes, but this time I got cheese fries in as a substitute for the mozzarella sticks and a side of water.
Yeah. The low-cal selection.
Definitely.
Oh, and there's a plane going overhead.
The most healthiest thing on the menu of Big Sammy's would just be a pepper, okay? Because everything else is deep fried or grilled.
A side of hot peppers, which is not to say that Big Sammy's is not a good place, because we really do like it. If you want to go out and you really want to splurge and you want to do a true Chicago hot dog kind of place, we highly recommend it. It's a great place to go. And Em and I, Rebecca had, as she said, the pizza puff and the cheese fries.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Emma and I had the special... The number one special, which is two hot dogs, fries, and a drink for $3. And we actually split. I just wanted the hot dog, so I had the hot dog. But then I wasn't really that well behaved because I wound up having a tamale as well. Oh, which is really good. They steamed it. And some of your cheese fries, but you know, I let you enjoy that. So Big Sammy's still, after all these years, still a favorite with the cheap date family, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now Lisa wasn't there. Lisa had to work. Sorry, babes.
Aw, baby.
But she's been there before. You give thumbs up on Big Sammy's as well? Oh yeah. She's given the big. Yeah, not if you're on a diet midweek, but definitely if you want to splurge, do it. So check out Big Sammy's. They're at 832 Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove Village. So we did our other tradition here. Because we're all about traditions here in the Cheap Date family. One of the other places that the kids said they definitely needed to go and wanted to go was
Buffalo Joe's
in Evanston, which we've talked about before as well. And Rebecca out on Twitter, what did you put out? What did you say?
Oh, finally getting my wings, suckas. Woot! Gotta have my wings.
Buffalo Joe's, as we've reviewed before, is known for their hot chicken wings. So anyway, so we decided to go there. We waited for Lisa came home from work. She pulled up in her work clothes, and we're all hanging out in our vacation clothes. We're like, oh, maybe you better go change because we're taking a trip to Evanston, which we did.
And we had a heart-dropping experience.
That's right. So we get there. Evanston, it's probably, well, we went during rush hour. It took us about an hour to get there. Normally it takes us maybe between 35 and 45 minutes to get there, but we had to go a roundabout way. Traffic was really bad. So it's this pilgrimage that we took. We finally got there. We parked the car. Yay. It's like the Griswolds going to Wally World. Hey, gang, we're going. So we get there. We go into Buffalo Joe's. We walk up to the counter. And I said to the guy, okay, I need 3 orders of spicy. And the guy looks at me completely deadpan, totally serious, and says,
we're out of chicken. And we're like, what?
You could feel the hearts drop into the shoes while we were all there. Because we're all looking at each other like, what?
What do we do now?
And I said to him, you're kidding. He goes, no. I'm sorry, man. I'm really serious. We are out of chicken. And it's like, oh my God. And he kept it going for like almost a minute. And then he looks at it and he goes, ah, I'm just kidding.
And we're all like, oh God, man.
That would have been, yeah. We would have wound up at Panera or something.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Taco Bell, maybe. So, yeah, so that was good. So we did wind up getting our wings. And Emma actually had her first order of, usually when Emma goes there, she has a hot dog, because she's big on hot dogs.
Yeah.
But you had your very first order of hot wings there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my order actually came with 13 wings, and obviously they're small. When I got at Buffalo Joe's, they're small little chickens, and they're filled with the spicy sauce. Even for mild, it's spicy, okay?
Delish.
Yeah, and I had 3 left remaining out of 13.
Oh, gosh.
We decided to disown her.
Yeah, and I'm a junior. Okay, so our...
I think we covered just all the bases here, didn't we?
Yeah.
The fire is right. The fire that Lisa's building in the fire pit looks like it's almost ready for s'mores, right?
I can't wait for that Hershey's bar to...
And... okay.
All right, gang. Okay.
So we're getting ready to... So we should probably wrap it up here. It's getting dark. The sky is, there's stars in the sky. There's planes going over.
Cicadas calming down.
No, the cicadas have stopped.
Just kidding.
So anyway, so we hope you enjoyed this little slice of suburbia. On summer vacation. This would be great. All right, so on behalf of Lisa and Rebecca, or Lisa and Emma are now in the middle of something. I don't know.
But, okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, she's back.
All right, anything else you want to say? You want to say goodnight to everybody?
Okay, everyone have a good night. We hope to do another podcast soon.
Okay, Rebecca, any parting words from you?
Peace out, podcasters. Keep listening.
And thanks for tuning in. And as always, if you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at dish@cheapdateshow.com. You can also subscribe through iTunes and all that other good stuff. You know the drill, right? Lisa, do you have anything to add over there as you're poking the flames?
I can't wait for that hot marshmallow.
And on that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say goodnight. Thanks, everyone.
Peace.
This podcast is a production of Jeep Date Media at jeepdatemedia.com.